There we go. Good morning, everyone. It is Wellness Wednesday. A lot of people call this Hump Day because it's smack in the middle. And we are hoping you're having a good morning thus far. My name is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, live with two
sisters. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0. Wealth Wellness Wednesday, of course, on this August the 2nd. And I want to just say, excuse me, as soon as it hit midnight on July 31st, where it went to August 1st, it's like the calendar or the universe knows that there was like a shift in the energy, a shift in the air temp. You know, I walked out this morning at 4:30 and I was like, oh, good thing I have my little thing on here. But it seems like there's a bit, you can feel the temperature starting to change.
I know. And really, where you really haven't had much of a summer already, it's already flipping a coldness, which is very odd to me. But, you know, that does happen. We have a lot of summers that are like that. We, of course, are still low 90s again today. You know, I don't mind it. I know some people do mind the warmer weather. I don't. I absolutely love it because, you know, the great thing about that is, you know, you can go outside, still get some stuff done. If you still feel like you're, you know, getting hot, you go in and you have AC. So, I mean, it's just, you know, kind of that. But it is Wealth Wellness Wednesday, and I love this day of the week for many reasons. First off, it's really talking, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is how do you have a healthy relationship with money? And when you're an entrepreneur, you are, you know, you're going after some goals. Some are little goals, some are big goals, but part of it is understanding how you can impact. And I love the phrase using the word hope, H-O-P-E, hope. You know, there's so many people, especially during the current times that we live in, that are feeling this sense of hopelessness. How am I going to get ahead? How do I need to stretch my dollar? You know, do I have to take, you know, another job? Did I lose my job? Do I have to reinvent myself? And all those things we know impact our mindset. Obviously, the stress level goes up. How am I going to make ends meet this month? And how, when I'm already feeling like this, how can I even get into that money mindset? How can I even put out to the universe that I want to attract more money? If you're in that space right now where you're feeling that desperation, that sense of helplessness, you of all people need to be putting that energy out into the universe of really attracting more money and being mindful of, you know what, there's I've got to look for other ways. I've got to find ways to stretch the dollar, make ends meet, and give myself some power back, right? I mean, how many times do you feel so helpless when you're overwhelmed with bills? You know, maybe get a curve in the energy of life where, you know, a family member gets sick, your pet gets sick. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you're in networking, direct sales. Maybe you're in 9 to 5. Maybe your position's cut. Maybe, especially with network marketers and directed sales. I mean, how many of us can say, you know, you're sharing something that you absolutely love. Everyone knows we love Thrive and we share that all the time. And the common denominator is, how do you approach that subject matter of making sure that people are staying healthy, encourage them to put their health and wellness first? That is should be part of their not only number one priority, but you know, we look at Thrive as nutrition. So it's part of our grocery bill. But how, when you're approaching people and you're sharing things that you're passionate about and you get that reply, how much does it cost? I can't afford it. I mean, how many of you are out there? I'm going to raise my hand. We all have heard that, right? And you want to find ways to combat that because you know what you have is going to help them, whether it's going to help them with stress, mood support, and obviously I'm speaking directly with Thrive, joint support, mood support, feeling that good gut health, getting you Because if you don't have your health, which is the ultimate wellness and the ultimate health is having your health, you don't have anything. And if you feel like crap to begin with, how are you supposed to get the positivity and mindset that you need to push forward and find other ways to have some spending power and stretch that dollar? So they're all intertwined. And that's why I love what we do, Jan, don't you think? Because we incorporate, you know, everything that impacts our healthy, which is, we know, our mindset. And how does your mindset get kind of on the icky track? Because you're stressed out, you're moody, you're worried. And I think we're in kind of in that mode, like you're saying, like the change of weather. People are getting, I mean, like, I'm going to give you an example, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. Yesterday, I went to go get gas. And I kept telling John, you cannot let the gas tank get so low. Because by the time, you know, you're off doing your thing, and I get the car, and it's below, you know, a quarter. And because of the way gas prices have all of a sudden now shot up again. So I frequently go, I'm a Sam's Club member. So sometimes I'll go there, but I've been finding that they're no bargain lately. They really are not. So I found Sunoco, not too far from the highway. Thursday, so today is Wednesday. So last Thursday, we were going to Daytona. I filled up. I paid $3.29 a gallon. Come home on Friday, it was up to $3.39 a gallon. Went up 10 cents overnight. So again, you know, you got the weekend, you know, running the errands, whatever. I get in the, I'm about to leave for my errand yesterday. And I'm like, John, you didn't get flipping gas. What the hell? Yeah, you know, I was busy. Yeah, back and forth to pickleball court. Anyway, so I stopped because it's right before the highway. I have to get on the highway. Gas was now up to $3.49. That was, I got gas at 8:30. I got back from my appointment and was in the area. And I thought it was 2 hours. It's actually less than 2 hours. It's an hour and a half. I drive by and now it's up another 10 cents. And now it's $3.59. And not only has it gone up 30 cents on the map in less than a week, but the two stations that are a little bit further away on either side are $3.89. And we wonder why people are getting stressed. We wonder, like, how are we supposed to stretch our dollar? You know, when you know, we got these high rising costs. I don't know why. All of a sudden, it's going up. You have any intake on that?
Yeah, I do. But it would be a long conversation, and I would maybe be dropping a couple of F-bombs. So I'll just leave that to your imagination. Yeah. And yeah, you know, you bring up some very valid points there. It's, you know, how are you going to stretch that dollar? Like, things are stretching up, and, you know, at some point that ban may break. So I really feel the tension with different situations that may rise up. Or, you know, for instance, you know, I was at Bagelicious this morning, hearing people over talk about certain things. And I was like, you know, everything goes back to our mindset. We know that. You know, and before we went online, we were just talking about something, and I'm like, oh, you know, it's just, I got to figure it out. Got to take a deep breath and remember that, you know, the stretching aspect of it is really on the minds of everyone. You know, people may look at it and say, oh, well, Carol said it only went up 30 cents, like, big deal. No, that is a big deal. That's the point. It is a big deal. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic, you know, where you are in that realm. Why is that happening? And I think people are really cognizant of that and are asking themselves, why is this happening? Whereas maybe before, a lot of things that have transpired where we didn't question that as much, it's very difficult for a lot of people. So you see it, you feel it, and you hear it all around you, for sure.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what I love what we do, you know, is, you know, we share gadgets, we share product, we talk about, you know, we have different guests that come on that are, you know, maybe they're an author, maybe they have a specialty, maybe they're really into health and wellness in a different space than we are. whether it be Reiki, meditation. And we love bringing our viewers and listeners different options. That's really why our podcast started. So, you know, being an entrepreneur, being in this health and wellness space that we are in, because it's direct sales, we have to be careful. There are usually compliance issues with any company that you're involved with. So in other words, because we are promoters of, you know, of Thrive, we couldn't work for, you know, Plexus. We couldn't work for, you know, Nutrisystem. We couldn't work for a similar company in our space. That makes perfect sense. But because we're entrepreneurs, we're always open to hear different ways that we can add value and go back to that hope, H-O-P-E, bring hope to other people. Hope, standing for helping other people every day, is really, you know, the heart and soul of what we do. So I want to say it was actually in June, someone had presented both of us an opportunity. And we're always, you know, a lot of people say, why would you approach somebody in network sales when, you know, network marketing, direct sales when, you know, however you want to word it, when they're already with a company? First off, we talked about that before, like a few days ago, actually it was last week. I give kudos to anyone that reaches out to anyone, you know, with an offer, with a solution, a way to really ease the tension of the stresses that we're living through these economic times with different ways of, you know, little side income here, side gig, whatever it may be. So I'm never opposed I'm always open to hearing what people have to say, because first off, I know it takes a lot of guts to even reach out to someone, especially if you're in direct sales and you're reaching out to somebody else in direct sales, right? You're like, ooh, that's yucky, that's taboo. But if you've got something that you know can help them, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's just my mindset. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I give kudos to anyone that does do it, because it does take courage. But so we were presented with this, what attracted me, let me get that. There was a phone call coming in. I had to decline that. Let's see. How's my volume? Is it all right now?
Good.
Sometimes, good. Because sometimes when a call comes in, my volume goes down. I don't know why. It's weird. Anywho, so, you know, when I heard that, you know, there were some major players, meaning major charities that were getting involved, that sparked my interest. The other thing that sparked my interest was it was a way for a consumer and or business to really understand the hashtag spending power, let's say, the cliche spending power, which is not, how do you, because spending power means how can you get more out of your dollar? That's ultimately what it means. So we both were presented with this opportunity to belong to a FDIC banking system. There's actually several banks now that are involved. And what I like is their community banks, or smaller banks. I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of doing business, which, you know, inevitably some of us have to, with bigger banks, because I think they've left the consumer behind in a big way, you know, with the fees that they charge and whatnot. So this particular company is doing, has several different banks that are on board with this new concept of spending. Now, how many of us, you know, have a, you know, some sort of rewards card, whether it's Sam's Club, Marriott, everyone knows I'm a Marriott, Titanium Elite. I mean, obviously we've been members since 1982. I'm a big fan of the Marriott card, because you get the points. And what does the points do? It gets you free vacations, discounts and whatnot. So we all have one, whether it's you know, Bed Bath & Beyond. Of course, they're out of business now. What is it? Big Lots, you know, you get a rewards card. Grocery stores have a rewards card. So many different companies have reward cards, but you're limited in on mathematically how the dollar works, or you're limited to just using it at that particular place. So what I love about this is it is doing business. Now, I'm not going to do business with the bank full time, because I'm still going to have my main account. But it's actually, we call it the green card. And It is a Visa debit card. And what this bank and this company are doing is they are splitting the transaction fee. So we know every time you swipe, right? You know, there's sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't, but there's a transaction fee. And so they are working, these smaller banks, big banks would not want to do this, but smaller banks are getting involved because it's twofold. Their win is they're getting more customers to compete with the bigger banks. So I love always rooting for the smaller, like small business. I'm always about that. As well as providing those that have this green card, the ability to dollar for dollar double, especially the first year, double what they're earning. So when I say dollar for dollar, for every dollar you spend, now I'm going to give you an example yesterday of how I use this card and what it did for me. And you can do this as a business. You can do this as a consumer. Obviously, this doesn't interfere with our Thrive business. And actually, I could use this to buy Thrive. So I'm even excited about that. And the other thing is you can control it. You know, you can put alerts like I'm only spending X amount of dollars per day. You can transfer directly from your other account into this account. And so you could say, hey, I normally pay all my different bills, so I'm going to just switch to how I pay them. So yesterday, giving you that gas example, I spent, I don't remember, I'm going to give you rough dollars. I have the exact figures, but they're not in front of me. So say, I put this in, got my gas, which was about $40 worth of gas. I think it was like 38, 39 and change. This card allows me to obviously pay for it. It's a Visa card, debit card. But I earn double. I earn exactly what I spent. So I spent $38. I'm going to give you whole numbers. If I spent $40, it's matched dollar for dollar, but the first year of this card, you get double. So for that $40 I spent on gas, I get $80 in what they call Z-Bucks. So what can you do with all the Z-Bucks? But before I get to that, I'm going to tell you what I spent yesterday. So I earned, double of what I spent on gas. So let's say that's 120. I had to go to Sam's Club. Now Sam's Club, I'll remember, right? And I think my membership is $99. I'm a Black Card member of Sam's Club. So $202 or something like that, or 102. I don't remember. So, all right, let's go with 200. I spent $200. Obviously, use my Sam's card to get my membership there. And then I use this card to pay for it. I got credit dollar for dollar, but double this year. So I spent $200. I got $400 in Z-Bucks. And then I paid our car insurance bill, which was I pay up front every 6 months. So I saved like $300. For 6 months, it was $1,110. Guess what? I got $2,222 Z-Bucks. So, okay, so now you're getting all this Z-Bucks. What do you do with Z-Bucks? Well, the cool thing is there's probably about 30,000 people right now that are using this. This is in what we call beta phase. So the site is live. So everyone knows how many people shop at Amazon? Or so those are like first brand quality stuff. Now overstock, sometimes it's out of stock things or things going out. So I don't want to use that comparison, but Amazon is a good one. Amazon is a conglomerate. And the one thing I didn't know about Amazon that I was like really shocked about was they have other major manufacturers, right? So you go on as an Amazon customer, Prime member, you buy a pair of Nike sneakers, you spend, $65, $100. Let's go with 100. They, of course, have them more in bulk. So they're getting it for a lot cheaper than that. So, there's the upcharge. We know that. Well, Amazon, and I don't want to use the word that I'm thinking that I would like to describe, but they hold on to the manufacturer's money for 90 days. It's a clause that's in their contract. So any manufacturer has this contract with Amazon. And they hold the money for 90 days, like the consumer's paying for it. So, why is he holding it on for an hour? Why is the company holding it on for 90 days? I don't know. Doesn't sound too kosher to me, but maybe it is. It's obviously in their contract. They're doing it. So these Z-Bucks, that's what they're called, Z-Bucks, There is, and I think the launch date for the e-commerce site is November 11th. So it's similar to an Amazon. Now, obviously in the beginning, it's gonna be a little bit smaller, but they're hoping to have 25 million SKUs all ready to go. So why manufacturers are excited is, guess what? There's no clause for them to sign the wait for their money 90 days. And you know, like, even, could you imagine if you were getting paid by your company and they say, well, it's in your account, but you can't use it for 90 days, how that would disrupt your finances. So even with big companies where a lot of people say, oh, who feels bad? They're making so much money. I get it. But for them to, let's think about some of these bigger companies that do a lot of big business, to have all their money tied up for 90 days with Amazon, I think that's bizarre. So this company's not going to do that. The money is going to go right out. So manufacturers are excited. The other key thing is I'm loving is there's going to be some major, major charities that are involved with this. So whether you're a business owner, whether you're a consumer, you will benefit from this card, and it's finding ways to stretch money. So say, let's give an example. Everything I added up yesterday of what I spent was equivalent to over 2,000 Z-Bucks. Now, what can I do with 2,000 Z-Bucks? I could buy toilet paper. That's going to be on there. Like a mom who needs to buy formula, diapers. Maybe you're looking for a birthday gift. You want more of a luxury item. So think of Amazon, and it's not going to be initially that big, but the putting out in the universe that it could be that big. And what I like about this, how many of you have to pay for your membership? I mean, I pay for Sam's Club. You are BJ's Club. There's a lot of clubs that you have to get that discount. You have to pay a membership fee, right? This is for a consumer, $25. And if you do it before November 11th, that's the only time you pay for it. Other than that, if you get on board after that date, it's $25 annually. I mean, think about, that's like a cocktail and a half at some restaurants right now. So the fact that you're giving yourself more, and what I love about it is it's everyday bills. And so we're not asking people to go out and buy a product. Getting back to the whole direct sales thing, you feel like, ooh, everyone complains about, how much does it cost? And blah, 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 because they don't think they're worth that product. This has nothing to do with that. This is about whatever you spend. If you spend $10 a day, you're going to get $20 in Z-Bucks. If you spend, go to the grocery store, what do you spend on a grocery store? Put it on this. Your mortgage, your car payment, your gas, your insurance bills, like all my regular bills, electric, cell phone, they're going on this baby. And yeah, I'm even going to change my Thrive account to make sure if for some reason there's extra stuff that I want to buy, it's going on here. So not only do I earn money on because that's my business, I'm earning it this way too. So it's a great way to stretch that dollar. Reach out to Jan or I. I love the site because it gives you a short little clip, and it will show you two ways of how that you can get involved with this company, being as a consumer or being a digital branch officer. Well, actually, they call it digital branch office. And I just think, it's really doing something because a lot of people say, well, I only use a credit card. There are a lot of people that don't use a credit card. Maybe their credit isn't good. Maybe they prefer this because they've got more of a handle on it. Like, I'm only putting so much on it. So obviously it goes by, it's connected to a checking account, which again, the banks are all FDIC. They call it FINMO. It's a new financial way of e-commerce banking. And it's really going to change the face of how we do banking. I mean, did you think that 15 years ago, you'd be able to pay all your stuff online? When you think about how banking has evolved, I always look at it, it's like, where's the consumer in all of this? And how cool it is that a consumer now can have a little bit more control of their spending, like to make it powerful for their dollar to stretch, for it to work harder, because we're not getting any help from the banks with all the fees they charge, right? So these community banks, the particular bank that my card is connected to, a great bank. They do have branches in and around all the different spots of the United States. But again, it's not my main checking account, but it's my secondary account. And I'm going to use it to not only, it doesn't mean I'm not going to still use my Marriott card, or my JetBlue card. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to use those things. I'm just finding ways of like my normal spending habits. So I'm going to like spread the wealth. You know, certain things will be paid with the Marriott card. My dailies will be paid with this because I'm going to be able to earn bucks to buy more dailies. And the cool thing about it is you only pay for shipping and handling. So what would it be to, you know, oh, you see this beautiful necklace and you say, oh, my sister, my girlfriend, my mom, my aunt, you know, they got a birthday coming up. And where you, because you can't do this on Amazon. Go in there, order it, and all you pay for is shipping and handling because your Z-Bucks paid for it that you earn from paying your electric bill, paying your cell phone bill. I think it's innovative. I love it because it doesn't, you know, it definitely is not going to interfere with anyone's personal company that they're involved with, unless you obviously are in banking. But anyone that's in network marketing, anyone that has a small business, anyone that has a charity business, this card is going to give you more power to do more things. And isn't that the whole point of what we do? We try to find ways that is going to help each and every one of us impact others in a positive way, but also help people. We're on this planet for a very short time. I love the fact that we are adding value, showing ways for people to save money, get some power spending, stretch that dollar, especially during these times. But who doesn't like a way to get things free just to pay for shipping and handling? I don't know one person in the world that wouldn't like to be able to, because right now they're like in pre-launch, we're still in the beta phase. So the pre-launch is with the Z Club, that's what it's called. They're doing flash sales right now. People are getting jewelry. Somebody, you know, got an electric bike. I saw electric bikes going out there. I always seem to miss some of the sales. Some of them, yes, some of them, no. Because you never know when they're going to pop up. That's why it's called a flash sale. People gotten scooters. Jewelry, Nike, all kinds of really nice Nike bags. So that what they're doing is they're testing. And right now there's currently probably about 20,000 families that are using this right now. 20,000 business owners, 20,000, you know, entrepreneurs that are saying, I'm liking this. And all backgrounds, doctors, lawyers, networkers, hair salon owners, charities, because they understand like this is a way to improve their business because they can get items that they could donate or say, I don't know, you're running a tournament and you need prizes. Well, guess what? How cool is it, especially if you're a nonprofit, how cool is it to be able to say, hey, I need blah, 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 blah. I'm going to buy five of these. We're only going to pay shipping and handling, no cost to the charity that we're working for. And we're giving out some great prizes. Or again, just the everyday consumer. What do you think about that, Jan?
I think it's pretty awesome. I mean, think of the stretch that's going to be happening. Guess what? The stretch isn't going to break. And back to the free thing. Everybody loves when you can get something for free. And what better way to do that? Yes, you pay the shipping and the handling, but what are the cost benefits going to be from that? I mean, you can't compare it to anything else, quite frankly.
No, and that's why I think it's innovative. I think, you know, again, it's giving the power back to the consumer or the business owner or the charity to say, you know what, we, you know, have cut back because costs are so high, so we're not giving out as many nice things. Or, you know, people that win a prize, people that just say, you know what, how can it be that I could go out and buy diapers, formula, you know, all sorts of baby products, crib, you know, it's not cheap to raise a child today. It just isn't. But what if I had the power to buy all that? And then in, you know, keep building and building and building, and maybe within 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, maybe when that child's gone from say that bassinet or that smaller crib Or maybe you couldn't afford the high chair. Now they need a high chair and you can get the high chair for nothing but shipping and handling. You're investing in what you normally would buy: groceries, gas, your electric bill, your insurance bill, your car loan, your mortgage, your vacation. You bought your vacation with the card and you get a free vacation because they're actually going to be having cruises on this Z Club site. There is a company, I think it's Carnival, that's already, you know, signed the deal that they're going to be partnering with this Z Club. So how cool is that, that you could buy your cruise and still get another one? It's kind of like buy one, get one. The possibilities are endless. And think about it. Think how many millions upon millions swipe their card a day or use it on their computer. I mean, think about that. Millions. How this could impact millions and millions and millions of people to have control. They're still, you know, living by your budget. We're not telling you to go cuckoo. But having what you need for daily life to give you the ability to stretch your dollar and buy other things that you might need, maybe that you were holding off because you just didn't have the money this month. Now you paid that outrageous electric bill. You know, you're talking about it's getting chilly out. Like, wouldn't it be cool knowing the cost of oil to be able to use your card to pay it and say, well, at least I took a little sting out of it because I got something back in return. It's not being just flushed down, you know, and, you know, heating us up. Or the same thing with, obviously, in Florida, we use AC all year long. The rise of costs has gone up quite a bit. Now I can pay for my electric bill with my card and I'll be able to get something else with it. You know, whether it's, you know, think about it. Like say you live on a big farm, right? Your tractor breaks down or your lawnmower breaks down and you've been using this card for 6 months. Now you've got enough money to buy a tractor. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. And I think it's just going to really showcase people. I think they're going to be in better shape financially from a budget because it's about budgeting. So I tell people, look at what your daily spending, what are you spending on? And that's what I've been doing is I'm tracking what I use it on and what bills I pay for to get a real sense of one full month of normal spending. How many times do people stop at Dunkin' Donuts, 7-Eleven, gas, you know, coffee, and bagelicious, boom, using it. I got a party coming up and my ice machine is not going to be able to handle it. Run to the gas station, buy 5 bags of ice. Like all these things are going to, you know, and really kind of do your math of what you spend on your regular daily bills, and then the bills that you pay for, like your utilities, your mortgage, your insurances, and having that ability to say, God, because I bet you a lot of people don't even realize how much they spend when they're out and about. You know, you stop here, go out to dinner here. Oh, I got to pick up a birthday gift here. I got to stop at Walgreens and get a card. I got to go pick up my prescription. All these little things add up. And the power, especially the first year. So how this card works, again, if you sign up before November 11th, you pay the $25 fee once. That's it. You're in it for life. But as a bonus, you're also going to get earned double. So think of it double. Then I'll go back to like the normal, you know, one for one. But right now it's going to be double for a whole year what you could do with those Z bucks. And then, you know, as you, you know, create your account and whatnot, you'll see the different things that what is being added to the Z Club commerce. Again, very similar to what, you know, Amazon is. So it's not like there's a lot of different e-commerce sites. Like Overstock is really a lot of stuff that's no longer it's the overflow or even things that are kind of going out of stock they grab. This is not that. This is normal stuff that you would normally buy in a store, Amazon, whatnot. So I am super excited. I'm super pumped to knowing that you know what? It's going to, you know, really help. You're going to actually start paying attention to more of what you spend. Most people, you hope, that are living on a budget, but we all know life gets kooky and we don't always like watch our pennies or really pay attention. We pay attention to like the big bills, like the insurance bill, the mortgage bill, the car loan bill, the obvious things. But the other quick thing I want to mention is, so with the company that we work for, we can earn, you got to work at it, but we can earn a car bonus. So think of it this way. You earn that car bonus. Say we're going to give you rough numbers. Your car payment is $400. You get a $600 bonus every month that you earn from your company. So you're not really paying that car bill. The bonus is taking care of it. You got $200 extra, which heck, you know, can go towards your insurance, gas, whatever, right? But you still got to pay the car bill, right? You get the bonus, but it's still up to you to pay for it. You pay for it on this card. So you're not only getting the bonus for the car that you earned, you're paying it with the green card and you're getting bonuses for payment. From one transaction, when you think about it, be able to get a bonus, paying your car bill, and then using the card, gas, insurance, the no-brainer. So get with us, direct message us, get a hold of us. However, we're super excited that we're going to be sharing a lot of this and what the power of power spending is all about. Because at the end of the day, you are understanding that, you know what, I got big goals. I'm putting out in the universe. I want to track more money. I want to get my finances in order. I want to have a healthy relationship with my wallet. This is a great way to start, but it's also really putting it out to the universe that you can attract and that you can help. The other flip side of Wealth Wellness Wednesday is, of course, giving. Really, again, impacting other people with hope, helping other people every day. And this particular action has to do with an unsuspecting person. Doesn't matter what the cost is, a dollar, $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to give, and really surprise someone that you don't know. So it's got to be not your family member, not your neighbor, not a relative, not your favorite charity, right? Are you frozen? You look a little frozen.
Yeah, I'm frozen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. So you're going to, again, pay it forward to an unsuspecting person. Change maybe the outcome or the beginning of their day. Maybe they were heading in a really dark place, you know, upset, stressed out, you know, with everything going on. And all of a sudden, you know, a $5 bill comes in their way, a $10 bill, $20 bill. You know that's going to give, you know, a good push of endorphins because they're going to get excited. They're going to be like, who the heck gave me this? Where did it come from? But boy, now I can get that cup of coffee, or maybe I can get the extra gallon of gas. We don't realize the power of really helping people and what it does for them. But what we do know is gratitude is the greatest of all emotions, and a grateful heart is going to pass it forward. So that's a lot for Wealth Wellness Wednesday. What do you think, Jim?
I'm going to call this new segment More About Something. So this will be the MAS Index, More About Something. And what a beautiful way to go into the rest of the week, spread the wealth in different ways to unsuspecting people. And of course, like Carol Sue said, please feel free to contact us. You can always go to our website, www.twosistas.online. Send us in a voice message or contact form. DM us, whatever you got to do, because Z is a happening. And on that note, we wish you an awesome Wealth Wellness Wednesday. This is episode number 670, inching forward to 700 episodes. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss. Gonna kind of look at my finance today to see what else I can pay with this. Help other people. What it all boils down to is we need to impact people in a positive way. We are unprecedented times right now with stress, with worry. Let's bring a little hope. Let's remember to help other people every day. With that, we will see you tomorrow for Trending Thursday. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.